The Gospels according to love. Mark chapter 11. The temple is for prayer. April 9, 2005. When they came closer to Jerusalem, to Bethpage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent forth two of his disciples, saying to them, "Go your way into the village ahead of you. As soon as you enter into it, you shall find a colt tied, whereon never a man has sat. Loosen and bring him. If any say to you, 'Why do you do this?' say you that the Lord has need of him and will straightway send him back again." They went their way and found the colt tied without the door, in a place where two pathways met. They let him loose, and certain of the people who stood by said to them, "What are you doing, loosening that colt?" The disciples told them, "Even as Jesus had commanded," and they let him go. When they brought the colt to Jesus, they cast their garments on him, and Jesus sat on him. Many people spread their garments on the pathway, while others cut down branches of trees and strewed them down also. The people that went before and the ones that followed cried, saying, "Blessed is he that comes in love. Blessed be the kingdom of our father David that comes in love. Hosanna is the highest." Jesus entered into Jerusalem and into the temple. He looked round about upon all things, and seeing that evening time had come, he went out to Bethany with the 12. In the morning, when they were coming back from Bethany, Jesus became hungry. Seeing a fig tree afar off having leaves, Jesus came to see it, he might find fruit thereon. When he reached it, he found nothing but leaves, for the time of figs was not yet. Jesus said to the tree, "May no one eat fruit of you hereafter forever." His disciples heard him say this. When they came to Jerusalem, Jesus went into the temple. There he found the temple being used as a market. Jesus began to cast those out that sold and bought in the temple. He overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. Jesus suffered not anyone should carry any vessel of merchandise through the temple. As Jesus taught, he said to them, "Is it not written, 'Love's house shall be a house of prayer'? You have made it a house of thieves." The scribes and the chief priests heard it, and they sought how they might destroy Jesus. They feared Jesus because all the people had become astonished at his doctrine. When evening came, Jesus went out of the city. In the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. Peter, calling to remembrance, said to Jesus, "Master, behold, the fig tree that you cursed withered away." Jesus answered and said to them, Have faith and love. Surely I say to you, those who say to this mountain, be ye removed, ye be cast into the sea, if they shall not doubt it in their heart, but believe those things that they have said, it shall happen, and they shall have whatsoever they have spoken. Therefore I say to you, these things whatsoever you desire when you pray, believe that you will receive them, and you shall. When you go to pray, if you harbor anything against others, forgive them. Do this so that love which is in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. If you do not forgive, neither will love forgive you. They came again to Jerusalem, and as Jesus was walking in the temple, there came to him the chief priests, scribes, and elders. They said to Jesus, by what authority do you do these things, and who gave you this authority? Jesus answered them, I will also ask you one question, and if you answer me, I will tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, was it from heaven or of men? They reasoned amongst themselves, saying, if we shall say from heaven, he will say, then why did you not believe John? If we shall say of men, the people are to be feared, for all counted John as a true prophet. So they answered Jesus, we cannot tell. Jesus replied, neither do I tell you by what authority I do these things.